This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pfizer and partner BioNTech say they plan to ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine based on evidence of greater risk of infection 6 months after inoculation and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, however, released a joint statement saying Americans who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster COVID-19 shot at this time. The European Medicines Agency said Friday it's too early to determine whether more than two shots that are currently required would be called for, saying it was confident for now that the established regimen was sufficient. Pfizer's chief scientific officer claims recently reported dips in the vaccine effectiveness in Israel is mostly due to infections in people who had been vaccinated in January or February. Israeli health officials revealed earlier this week vaccine effectiveness in preventing both infection and symptomatic disease fell to 64% in June. But Pfizer says data from Israel and Britain suggests that even with waning antibody levels, the vaccine remains around 95% effective against severe disease. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday at least 52 people died in a fire that engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital. The blaze began Thursday night at a five-story factory. Police initially gave a toll of three dead, but said they later discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was extinguished. In addition, at least 26 workers were injured when they jumped from the upper floors as the fire engulfed the building, according to local news. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Sudan's two most powerful politicians gave assurances on Friday that they would not lead the country back into war as they marked its 10th birthday, and Pope Francis said he would visit if they did more to maintain a fragile peace. Violence exploded in South Sudan in late 2013, 2 years after it seceded from Sudan, when its president sacked the vice president from a rival party. The two men have signed several deals to end a war that, fueled by longstanding ethnic tensions, is estimated to have killed more than 400,000 people, finally forming a national unity government last year. Pope Francis told South Sudan's leaders on Friday that they had to do more to establish peace and promised to visit the country where, according to UN reports, violence is still raging in some areas. Taliban officials said on Friday the Sunni Muslim insurgent group has taken control of 85% of territory in Afghanistan, and international concern is mounting over problems about getting medicines and supplies into the country. Afghan government officials dismissed the assertion that the Taliban now controls most of the country as part of a propaganda campaign launched as foreign forces, including the United States, withdrawal after almost 20 years of fighting. But local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters, emboldened by the withdrawal, had captured an important district in the Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minorities. In a northern town on Turkmenistan had also been captured by the Taliban overnight. Hundreds of Afghan security personnel and refugees continue to flee across the border into neighboring Iran and Tajikistan, causing concern in Moscow and other foreign capitals that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. The United Nations and aid agencies can find workarounds to deliver cross-border aid into Syria if the UN Security Council cannot extend a resolution on access from Turkey this week, according to the chairman of the Turkish Red Crescent. The aid operation began in 2014 from four border crossings and is due to expire on Saturday. It has been reduced just to one crossing from Turkey due to Russia and China's opposition last year on the 15-member Security Council. Failure to extend it could be devastating for millions of people in northern Syria. Russia is an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has veto power on the council. It wants UN aid to come through the capital, Damascus, and not via Turkey on the grounds that the operation violates Syrian sovereignty and territorial integrity. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.